Hello, everybody, and welcome to Peck Report. We have an exciting one for you today. Trump was born, apparently, on a blood moon, and there are pastors all over the world that points to prophecy being fulfilled. Also, later, we have somebody, a rabbi, who is saying that the Messiah is going to be anointed in March, this March, according to Bible codes. So what is this all about? We're going to talk about both these things, but only one of these things are for people who are not Josh Peck Disclosure members. Go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, and right next to the home button, you click on the members tab, and join. Sign up for $10 a month or $100 a year. Now, why are we doing this? We'll get more into it a little bit later, but it's because YouTube censorship is getting so bad that we have no choice. So we've talked about it on this channel before. I don't want to get too much into that. We'll talk about it later. I want to talk about our president and the blood moon. What does this have to do with Christianity? Is there an actual prophecy being fulfilled here? Well, according to Australian pastor Steve Keokolante, I don't know how to say his last name. I've only seen it written. Keokolante, is it Keokolante? I'll say Keokolante. But according to him, if you're not familiar with him, check out his videos. He's very popular. A lot of people like him. I've seen a few of his things. I'm not an expert in everything that he talks about, but from what I've seen, I enjoy his stuff. But he says that there's a direct connection between President Donald Trump and signs in the heavens that are referred to as blood moons. So we've talked about blood moons on this channel before. Now, he points out that Trump was born in 1946 during a blood moon, and the latest blood moon on January 20th through 21st, 2019, came at the midpoint of Trump's first term in office. So CBN News has reported on this. From CBN News, it says, then there was a super blood moon over Jerusalem the day after Trump's first State of the Union address. Is this a coincidence? Keokolante, I am going to screw that up every time, he says that there's a higher power at work. Now, born in Thailand to a family of Buddhists, Catholics, Methodists, and Muslims, Keokolante is now a Christian author, teacher, and pastor of Discover Church in Melbourne, Australia. In a YouTube video, he explains these blood moons pretty thoroughly, and so far the video has been viewed more than 1 million times. It's a very popular topic. Every time I talk about it on this channel, through these outlets, it gets a lot of hits too, as long as YouTube allows it to, because we've certainly seen our fair share of shadow banning. Keokolante discusses the prophetic connection between Trump and these blood moons with Stephen Strang, who's a good friend of ours, in a recent episode of The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. Now, if you are a fan of Stephen Strang, he wrote Trump Aftershock most recently. He's interviewed President Trump before, and I believe he's slated to do so again if he hasn't already. He's already agreed to be on this channel. That is going to be a membership-only interview. If you're subscribed on YouTube, you might get pieces of the interview, but for the whole thing, you're gonna want to sign up and become a member. So the String Report on Charisma Podcast Network. Now, Pastor Keokolante explained how when God wants to confirm something, he uses signs. So the Star of Bethlehem is a well-known example. And these blood moons are referred to in several places in the Bible. So, for example, Revelation 6:12 talks about the end times when, quote, the whole moon turned blood red, end quote. And Acts 2:20 cites the prophetic book of Joel saying, quote, the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, end quote. So, Keokolante says, quote, Donald Trump was born on Friday the 14th of June, 1946, and on that night there happened to be a blood moon, which is a term for a total lunar eclipse. Those things alone don't catch our attention, but if they fall, especially on Hebrew feast days, you know, the biblical holidays, that really should make you pay attention. So, we had 10 symmetric blood moons beginning in 2010 all the way to 2019. The ones that people know most are the four called the tetrad. Greek for four is tetrad. That happened from 2014 to 2015. That was clearly when Trump was getting ready to run for president, end quote, he says. So what about this other blood moon, the 10th and final in the series from the midpoint of his first term as president. Well, we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But before we do, I have to tell you about the best CBD oil I have ever come across. And you guys are loving it. And a lot of you have told me personally that you benefited great from this. CBD Pure. Now, what's great about CBD Pure as a company and CBD Pets, they make it for your pets. What's great about them is their transparency. They scientifically test every batch through a third-party tester. And because of that, there's no bias. They only get pure results, hence CBD Pure. It's organic. It's non-GMO. They even put their results on their website so you can see for yourself. They also have a money-back guarantee, so if you don't like it, if you try it out and it doesn't do anything for you and you want to send it back, you're free to do that, so there is no risk. If you want to take advantage of this amazing product, and again, they also make it for your pets. If your pet has anxiety disorders, I've heard that this can help. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. There is a banner in the upper right-hand sidebar. There, you can go there, or if you're viewing this on YouTube, at least this portion of it, then you can go into the links in the description below. So make sure you do that. All right, so continuing on, Kio Kalani has said, quote, then we've got another blood moon, the 10th and the final in the series that occurred at the midpoint of his first term as president. That happened on the night of the 20th to the 21st of January 2019. They are symmetric, they fall on feast days, and they keep pointing to Trump, end quote. So you can listen to this entire interview on the String Report. It's linked through www.cbn.com. if you want to check it out there, or you can just look it up. Just look up the String Report. Kio Kalani is the author of three books, The Divine Code from 1 to 2020, From Buddha to Jesus, An Insider's View of Buddhism and Christianity, and 30 Days to a New You, Steps to Unshakable Faith and Freedom. Now, I definitely want to talk about this this Bible code that, you know, begs the question, what year will Messiah be anointed according to Bible codes? It seems like it's going to be happening this March. But what does that mean for Christianity? Because we know who the Messiah is. Orthodox Jews don't. So what does that mean for us? Well, you got to be a member. You got to be a member to get that one. Now, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this membership thing? Well, for those of you who have been following this channel, then you'll know that YouTube has just been annihilating this account. It's only a matter of time before this YouTube channel gets deleted completely. They still have not removed the community strike against this account, even though there was nothing that violated their terms. They did at least allow us to have our uploading privileges and live streaming privileges back, but that's for now. They cut it off all the time. Last time, we only had it back for 3 days before they cut it off again. So it's just a matter of time. So I have to use this time now to set something up where you guys can still get the content in some way. And I have control over the content so it doesn't have to be, so it won't be censored. So that's what we're doing now. That's why we're starting a subscription thing. I'm thinking something like the Daily Wire, but for fringe Christianity, for all the things that you'll never hear in church. And it's not just going to be the Peck reports that you've been enjoying on this channel. We're adding a lot more elements, and it's going to be members only stuff. We've also added a Spreaker account. So for now, and I don't know how long this is going to last, we're trying a lot of new things. For now, you can get the audio only version of the entire show through Spreaker. So that's why you see two different videos for the same thing if you're viewing this on YouTube. But if you want the whole all audio visual experience, and if you want to support this channel and what we're doing, then you'll go and become a member at joshpeckdisclosure.com. Let's talk a little bit more about that. But before we do, I would love it if you visit my friends at Coastline Kratom. This is a family-owned business. It's relatively new, but they are the leaders in this industry now. They've only been around since 2015, but it's excellent kratom. If you take kratom for chronic pain or whatever you use it for, Coastline Kratom is the way to go. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. There are banners in the right-hand sidebar there. Or if you're viewing this on YouTube, just click in the description below. If you are a member already at joshpeckdisclosure.com, then just look over at the sidebar. You will see it there. Coastline Kratom is the highest quality kratom. They also have a money-back guarantee, so there is no risk. risk. And free U.S. shipping. The great thing, too, is they offer a wide variety of strains. Everybody has different tolerances. Everybody uses it for different things. So you can find the thing that best suits you. I personally would recommend getting the Ultra Enhanced Beginner's Pack, especially if you're one that has a high tolerance to things like I do. I take Kratom 2 or 3 times a day. So if you want to do that, I would suggest going there. But they have a wide variety of other products, so make sure you check that out. Okay, so we have other ideas. We have other ideas for what the future of Josh Peck Disclosure is going to be. We have talked about possibly bringing on some other hosts. Again, I'm thinking like the Daily Wire, what that is for conservative news. I would love for this, you know, to be something similar, but for fringe Christian stuff. So I'm in discussions with a couple people that might join in as hosts, and it would be the same deal. You'll get a little bit of it on this YouTube channel, but you'll have to get the rest of it for the full audio visual experience, for all the information and other membership only media. You'll have to get that at joshpeckdisclosure.com. Again, I did not want to do this, really. I wanted to just keep producing free content on YouTube, but YouTube is making that impossible. And Christina and I just recently did a live stream where we talked about all the reasons. We spent about an hour and a half talking about all the ins and outs, all the reasons. So if you want, you can check that out. It is in the Nathan Leukemia update, but you'll also see YouTube bans and updates and stuff. You'll see that in the title too. Click on that one, you'll find it on there. Okay, so for now, I gotta go to members only content. So if you want to hear about Bible codes and what that has to do with a possible Messiah-like figure who's probably the Antichrist coming in March, you'll want to become a member. And if not, that's okay. You know, we will see you next time. Okay, so members only, I appreciate you. And, well, I guess, you know, the way that this is set up right now through Spreaker, you're also getting audio only through YouTube. So if you're still on YouTube and you're just listening to the audio, that's fine too. You know, the other part about becoming a member, the good thing is you don't have to deal with a whole bunch of YouTube ads anymore. That's if that is not a perk, I don't know what is. So, you know, people don't really care much for the ads. I don't either, but we got to do what we got to do. So if you want the YouTube ads gone, become a member and you won't have to deal with them anymore. So, okay, with that being said, we're going to cut it off for the free stuff, and we're going to go to audio only now on YouTube, and members can get everything everything that's produced. All right. Okay, so here we go. What year will Messiah be anointed according to Bible codes? So you probably have heard of the rabbi named Mattityahu Glazerson. If you're familiar with the work of Richard Shaw and L.A. Merzul, you're probably familiar with Rabbi Glazerson. He's a Bible codes expert. So this was reported on by BreakingIsraelNews.com, so if you want to check that out. But according to Rabbi Glazerson, again, who's a Bible codes expert, the 14th day of the Hebrew month of Adar, which begins this year at sundown on Wednesday, March 20th, is a particularly auspicious time for the Messiah to be anointed. Now, in recent Bible codes, a recent Bible codes video, which has already been viewed more than 10,000 times at the time of the release of this article, Rabbi Glazerson explained that the findings in this table are far away from being a coincidence. That's a direct quote by him. So in the case of this table, it's because the codes include unusually long sentences and other conditions that make, quote, for a very significant table, end quote. And that's Rabbi Glazerson's words. So when the video turns to the table itself, the viewer will notice that Glazerson included English translations of the specific codes parallel to their approximate location in the Hebrew text. So he opens his explanation of this table with the code for the full Hebrew sentence, quote, Messiah will be anointed, end quote. Now that's interesting in part because the word Mashiach in Hebrew literally means the anointed one. So in common usage, the word Mashiach has come to refer to a future man descending from King David, who will serve as king over Israel and whose rule will include the Messianic age. Now, that is from an Orthodox Jewish standpoint. That obviously is not what we as Christians believe. We as Christians believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah who has already come. He died on the cross. He ascended to heaven, and we're waiting for him to return. So that leads one to wonder, would this be the return of Jesus? I mean, it seems to me a lot more would have to happen. I don't really see the return of Jesus happening in March, but there are interpretations of Bible prophecy that would allow for something like that. Or is this what I would think is more likely? Would this be either an Antichrist figure or the Antichrist himself setting himself up as Messiah? So that's the question that we as Christians need to ask ourselves. Now, this also begs the question, when will this supposed Messiah be anointed? Now, Glazerson pointed to a code that reveals the date of the 14th of Adar, and Adar is the Hebrew month that falls around February or March each year, and the 14th of Adar inaugurates the holiday of Purim, which is based on the book of Esther. Esther 9:28, this comes from, I believe, the Israel Bible, says, "Consequently, these days are recalled and observed in every generation by every family, every province, and every city. And these days of Purim shall never cease among the Yehudim, and the memory of them shall never perish among their descendants." Again, that is Esther 9:28. Now, strengthening the validity of the table, Glazerson highlights codes for Purim, the holiday, Esther, Mordecai, the heroes of the Book of Esther, and even Hadassah, which is Queen Esther's original given name. So we get that from Esther 2:7, which says, "He was foster father to Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. The maiden was shapely and beautiful, and when her father and mother died, Mordecai adopted her as his own daughter." End quote. That again is Esther 2:7. Now, Glazerson called the inclusion of all these related codes, quote, "very significant," end quote, because their appearance together in the same table apparently never comes in such a way. Now, given that the 14th of Adar and the holiday of Purim occurs every year, Glazerson showed three other codes that help pinpoint the date more specifically. Going in chronological order, the first is 5776, which was February 23rd, 2016. The second is 5779, which is the current year in the Hebrew calendar. And the third date he found was 5781, corresponding to February 26th, 2021. And Glazerson emphasized that three dates in one table is not usual. So in explaining these dates, he maintained that there is, quote, "a process of Messiah that started in 5776, end quote. So the appearance of the Messiah in the current year is, quote, "dependent on repentance only if Jews would keep the Torah, keep the Sabbath, keep everything which God wants them to keep," end quote. So what if Jews don't repent in time, you know, according to this viewpoint? He says, quote, "there is an end of days. This is the end of days, 5781. Now, isn't that interesting? Because depending which belief you hold about tribulation and Antichrist and everything, that is a three-year period. Could there be a three-and-a-half-year period in there somewhere? Now, in other words, for Glazerson, he stated that the process of redemption began in 2016. It continues this year, and even without full repentance, will end in 2021. So very, very interesting timing that's a seven-year period there. But what can we expect on one of these auspicious days? Glazerson pointed out the codes for Gula, redemption, and Hatzalah, or rescue. He concluded by stating that all of them coming here in such a clear way teach us that by keeping the Torah, keeping the Shabbos, or Sabbath, keeping everything that God really wants us to keep, only then we'll have Messiah. If not, then we'll have to wait, unfortunately, for another almost 2 years, end quote. So what's interesting is with this, like I said before, it's 2016 to 2021. Now, if you look at that, that's a five-year period, but we're looking for a seven-year period here. So we have some time to begin, and we still have some ending time. So could there be a lead-up, maybe a one- or two-year lead-up, to the beginning of the tribulation. Then you have the 3.5 years to where everything literally, you know, goes to hell. If you take that approach at the 3.5 year point, that's when Antichrist desecrates the temple. That's where, you know, if you're a Jewish person, that would seem like the end of days to you. Could that happen in 2021? And then we have another 3.5 years to complete this seven year thing. So we're looking for, many of us, not all of us, but many of us look for a 7 year period. Seems like they're looking for a 5 year period here, depending on how you count the months and everything. So it's interesting to look at how all of this could play out. Now we've talked about this before on this channel. Why do we care what the Orthodox rabbis and the Jews think if we know that they're wrong in their assumption about who the Messiah is? It's because we're not condoning their belief. It's important for us to understand what they believe, because while what they believe is not true, it doesn't matter. They believe it's true, and that is going to dictate their actions, and those actions have prophetic consequences. If they do accept an Antichrist figure as their Messiah, that very well could usher in the end of days, easily. There's lots of Bible prophecy interpretations that allows for that eventuality. Of course, there's other ways to look at it too. There's plenty of other ways to look at all of this, but that's one that's important. But that's why it's important for us to keep up to date on what's going on in Israel. What is going on with this Messiah figure? Is there going to be somebody anointed? I mean, this is a pretty big claim. And if, but at the same time, it does seem like Rabbi Glazerson has sort of given himself a way out here, that if this does not happen, well, then it means we have to wait another 3 years. And then by then, will there be another way out? You know, who knows? You never know with this kind of stuff. So that's why it's important for us to keep our eyes on. Okay, well, all of that being said, if you are viewing this on YouTube, please leave a comment in the comment section below, because I would like to know what you think. If you are a member at joshpeckdisclosure.com, we have a membership forum that you can write on for members only. It's only for you guys. You can take part in that. You can leave a comment in there and tell us what you think. That would be great. Also, give us your suggestions. Tell us what you want to see on this channel going forward. I'd love to read them. And again, if you're only viewing this on YouTube, unfortunately, our days are numbered on YouTube. There will come a day, probably not too far off, where this channel just gets deleted. It's happening to many Christians out there, many conservatives out there, and I want to be able to talk about what God lays on my heart. Now, sure, I could alter my message. I could water down my message. I could not focus as much on Jesus and Christianity and Bible prophecy and, you know, social issues that run counterintuitive to Christianity, but then I'm useless. I'm useless at that point, and I'm not doing what God called me to do. So I want to be able to say anything I want to say. We do live in America, after all, and we are Christian, after all. When has the threat of silencing us ever stopped us from being quiet? We wouldn't have Christianity today if we didn't know how to persevere through any kind of persecution. And, you know, compared against what the apostles went through, this is pretty light persecution. You know, if YouTube just says you can't be on our platform anymore, yeah, it's persecution, but at least, you know, we're not having our heads chopped off quite yet. So that's why, you know, I'm not gonna change my message for YouTube. If YouTube doesn't want us on here, fine, then we won't be on here. We'll set up something new. So that's what we're doing. We're hoping to bring on some new hosts. We'll see. We're keeping that in prayer. We'll see how that goes. But for now, this is the new format. Please become a member. It is insanely important that you do so, because this is how we're going to have to get the word out from now on. We can't rely on these platforms. We can't rely on Facebook or YouTube or Google, or we can't rely on any of them to get us through. We can't even rely on the good ones like Brighteon and DTube. I mean, they're great, but they're not contenders for YouTube yet. You know, maybe in another decade they will be, but they're still relatively small, and they have a very, very small amount of people who even know who they are yet. So that's going to take time to grow. I don't want to wait another decade to say what God's laying on my heart today. I want to say it today. So that's what we're doing. I hope that you can come and be a part of it. $10 a month or $100 a year. That's it. That's all it is. That's nothing. You know, $10 a month, that's nothing. What is that? 33 cents a day or something like that. I'm not super great at math. So I guess it would depend on the month, but That is less than a cup of coffee a day. 100 bucks a year, that's even cheaper. You know, then you're getting 2 months for free, basically. So there's no reason not to do it unless you just don't like the content. Then, you know, I don't know why you're listening to this anyway. But I would love to see you in the members section. And we also have some really cool stuff planned for members. Only we're going to take good care of you guys. It's not only going to be in the future, it's not only going to be that you just get the videos. You do get the videos, but you're going to get a lot more too. There's going to be a lot more extra perks, and we're going to do a lot of cool things. So make sure you sign up. joshpeckdisclosure.com, the tab right next to the homepage. It says members. Or if you're viewing this on YouTube or listening to this on YouTube, just click on the link below. You can find it there, joshpeckdisclosure.com. All right, everybody, this has been a blast. Love you all. Can't wait to talk to you next. Till next time, take care and God bless.